Well, I'm sure you've heard the story, kidnapping in Haiti. 17 kidnapped, including 16 USA missionaries, one Canadian, and the Christian Aid Ministries. Those missionaries are from Berlin, Ohio. I know it sounds like a movie, it sounds like an NCIS episode, but it is really happening in Haiti as these gangs with poverty levels so high in Haiti are organizing and now kidnapping and demanding double a lot of money in ransom, sometimes $20,000. Per person. Joining me live right now is Tim Dumoff, President, CEO, SAC Security Investigative Services. And Tim, kidnapping cases, ransom being act. This isn't the TV. This isn't the movies. How does the FBI is now heading this up. How do they react to kidnappings and ransom demands in today's world?
Well, Ray, it's a great question. And first and foremost, for almost the majority of the cases, if not all of them, but almost all of them, the rule of thumb by our government is that they do not want, nor do they advocate, paying the demands for the kidnappings. And the reason is simple, that the first time that you pay that kind of money for those demands, what you do is you set off a domino theory of additional kidnappings increasing across the world when the other side knows that they can get money or demands that they're asking for. So it is a very strict guideline for the State Department, the FBI, and internationally for the United States not to provide the demands for the kidnappers, because it would only result in a tremendous increase in kidnappings.
So, Tim, what do they do then? How do you pivot, and what is the reaction? I'm not asking you to give away surveillance secrets, but without giving away the money, what's the next course of action?
Well, the next course of action is they do monitor the situation. They do observe. They gather intelligence. They keep a very close eye on the kidnappings and where they are, where they're hunkered down, what they're doing, their movements, etc. Secondly, the our government works very closely with the governments of the area of where the kidnapping is, because remember, wherever the kidnapping is taking place, the government that has obvious jurisdiction in that area, we want to work with them and have them try to come to a semblance of an agreement to help get release of these kidnapped Americans in the situation. So our biggest thing that we do is, number one, we don't want to give in to the demands. Number two, we establish very good communication and ties with the government that is there. Three, we'll provide diplomatic or government enforcement people to go to that area to assist the governments in trying to negotiate and trying to rebound and get the kidnapped victims back. So we do everything we can. And then, of course, last, we establish a communication between where those kidnaps have happened and their families here in the United States.
Tim, you've certainly been involved in a lot of cases like this. Take us inside the mind of this Haitian gang. Obviously, the need for money is there all over Haiti. It's a very poor island, very poor country, and that is what has started all these kidnappings. So with them wanting money in negotiations to get these kidnappers back, how do you negotiate? How do you get through to them to give those missionaries back?
Yeah, that becomes complicated, because what happens, as you'll notice many times, the kidnapped victims remain kidnapped victims for a decent or long amount of time because of the fact that the United States has a stance not to give in to demands. And so, therefore, you're playing the waiting game. And what the United States is really trying to establish internationally is yeah, we're not happy about our people being kidnapped, but we're not going to start a trend that really turns around and comes back to really haunt us. And the United States is a very strong message to the kidnappers that if harm comes to the kidnapped people, it will be retaliated. So that's the other thing the United States does is says, you know, you may be keeping some kidnapped victims of ours, but you better not harm them, because if they do become harmed, if they do get killed, then the United States is going to retaliate, because they have to send a message also on all these kidnaps. We're not going to give in, but we're not going to tolerate you harming our people. It's sort of a double-edged sword, and they will keep negotiating. And many times, the country where the kidnapping happens, that country does something for the kidnappers that doesn't match the demands, but maybe gives them something that appeases them so that they can return the kidnapped victims, such as there's been a few times internationally where they don't give them the money, but they said, we understand your situation. We will provide you with truckloads or several truckloads of food or medical equipment or something like that. So a lot of times those countries are negotiating and they're giving them something they need, but not the direct demand. So it becomes a negotiation, and it becomes, we'll give you things you need, but we're not going to give you your outrageous demands.
Tim, you mentioned the waiting game. How long does the United States do the waiting game with this Christian Aid Ministries, 16 of them being held captive right now? How long do they wait before they maneuver and try to bring some end to this situation?
Well, the waiting game is a long waiting game. There's been kidnapped victims that have been kept for days, weeks, and there's ones that have been kept for months. And what really happens here is monitoring. The U.S. government, along with the country where the kidnappings happen, will constantly monitor the situation. And as long as those kidnapped victims are not harmed and they don't seem to be in any kind of extreme danger, the waiting game is going to continue. The negotiations for a neutral kind of agreement is going to continue until they are released or they come up with a substitute type of negotiation that appeases the kidnappers but doesn't represent us giving in. And thirdly and lastly, if it gets extremely dangerous for the kidnapped victims, that is when and only then the United States will bring their people, our armed forces, our specialized groups that specialize in recapturing and going after those that are responsible. They will bring them in as a very last resort, only if they feel that they need to, because there's an extreme danger to the kidnapped victims.